Mother's Day is a great day. And as I mentioned, or as Pastor Nick mentioned, you know, we do have a lot of different ideas about Father's Day, you know, at different times. You know, for some of us, our dads are with us still. Some are not. Some have great relationships with dads. Others do not. I understand that. By the way, guys, my remote isn't working. I don't know why, but it's not working right now. But with that said, it's one of those things that, you know, as you think about life, we don't get to pick our parents, do we? We don't. I mean, we grow up in a family, and really, that's what you get. And I know that for some, today can be a very difficult day. I've seen that on certain different people's posts on Facebook, and my heart goes out to you for that. And we as a church, you know, we love you and care about you. Maybe you are a dad and have had a difficult relationship with kids, your own kids, and I know that this can be a difficult day there. I've told this story before, but I just feel like I need to tell it again. Years ago, as I was driving some students in a church van, it's funny how they don't realize a lot of times that they're sitting all forward toward me. So a lot of times their conversations, I'm not trying to listen. I can't help it. They're literally this far from me talking about life. And as we were talking, or I was driving, I heard a couple kids talk about, and this is what they're saying basically, I'm never going to be a dad, ever. And here's why. And they all went through down the list. My dad was never there. My dad did this to me. My dad did this to my mom. And I didn't stop the van, but I said, why would it have to be the same for you? And they said, well, I don't know. I just don't know that I could do it any different. I mean, I would hate to be that guy that my dad was. And I don't want to do that to anybody. And then I did stop the van. I said, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can be the one to break this cycle. You can make it different. And it was weird to look at their faces, and it was like a new thought to them. They're like, really? Yes. Yes. You can make it different. I mean, it's a tough thing, though. You know, for a lot of people, it can be tough. I know for me and my personal experience, there was a time in my life where I thought I had missed the opportunity to have children, to be a father. And I always wanted to be a dad. I was that guy, as you're growing up, thinking, someday when I have kids, I'm going to. Just fill in the blank. I had a lot of those things. I mean, I would buy things in advance thinking about, I hope my kids someday want to play with this. This is no lie. I literally bought shelves and shelves of books to read to my kids. And we never used those books because those weren't the ones, you know, you get older and you realize, oh, the kids wouldn't want those books, you know. But I had all these books. I mean, we have boxes of them, you know, that we finally got rid of because they weren't really appropriate. But I was that guy. I wanted to be a dad, and it wasn't happening. I mean, my choices, other people's choices, and it wasn't working out that way. But I'm so grateful that God allowed me to have a family, and I just put out a couple pictures of them, if we could get that to roll there or not. Probably not, which is not good for today. But, well, anyway, I was blessed to have children, and they have been probably my greatest joy of my life. To be able to have kids and to experience what that's like as a father. It's an amazing thing. Having said that, what I really want us to talk about for a few minutes is the fact that as dads, we leave an incredibly long shadow. Remember how it is for kids when they see their own shadow for the first time? You ever seen that? It's so funny, you know, because you forget. As you grow up and as you're an adult, you just get used to certain things. And the wonder kind of drains out of life. Because you've seen shadows a million, millions upon millions of times, and they're no big deal anymore. But for a child, a lot of times when they first see it, have you noticed what they do? Like, here's a shadow. They get startled by it, and then they watch it, and they move, and they try to get away, and they can't figure out what it is. Here's the thing about a shadow, and maybe you remember this from even Peter Pan. Your shadow doesn't leave you. It's you. And it's that influence that you have. And it's not really you, but it is you. It's as if you're projected onto the life of something else. Now here it's just carpet. But in reality, that shadow of a father really, really, really goes long. Long, long shadow. And it covers life. And for some people, you're living in that shadow. And it's not necessarily a positive thing. It's something that you're maybe trying to live up to or live past, or hopefully today I'm going to leave you with encouragement and the challenge to leave a good shadow. In the word Malachi 4:6, The first part of that verse, it says, talking about Jesus, that Jesus who would come, it says, his preaching will turn the hearts of their fathers to their children and the hearts of their children to their fathers. I think about that on Father's Day. And I think about the idea that that our hearts need to be up and toward each other. And that's not something that you can make happen just, you know, immediately. It's not something that you can just manufacture if it's not real or if it's not there. The thing is that the heart is such a fragile thing. And a lot of times, once it's broken, we build these fences and guards around it so that we won't be broken again. And we protect ourselves. And sometimes that protection that we build in there keeps us from sharing that heart with one another. And that shadow ends up being something that we have to kind of live down or live up to. In Ephesians 6:4, the Bible says, Paul says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. So what if you had a shadow that your father cast on that was something that you had to live up to? Maybe it was something that was said to you that rings in your mind still to this day, and it's something that you continually try to reestablish or recreate. You know, what's funny about all that is, as much as some people complain about fatherhood and fathers, the thing is, in our heart and mind, we do have a standard for what that should be, don't we? We have an innate understanding of when it's right and when it's not, or what it could be and what it should be. Now, for some people, you kind of get those ideas maybe from TV dads or movie dads. And I had a compilation picture I was going to show you of all these dads. I looked at those and I just chuckled, because most of us, we grow up and watch these shows and we don't think about, you know, a lot of times they're just showing us what a dad could be or maybe shouldn't be. Either way, a positive or negative. And it just, what's funny about it to me is it's kind of a little picture of really our lives that we live. But maybe for you, it wasn't something off an image off TV, because God forbid, you never really get the best images there. Maybe for you it was an uncle, or maybe for you it was a grandfather, or a neighbor, or a friend, or maybe a stepfather, someone who stepped into your life and they provided that guidance that you needed, something to live up to. For some people, it's something to live past, that shadow. Let me just say this real quick about that. The fact is that most of the solution in fixing any problem is defining the problem. And for some of us, perhaps you have an issue with a father or something that's happened in the past, and it's something you need to talk to somebody about. And if that's you, please do that. Please get help with that, because you don't need to live like that. God has healing for you. You know, it's funny, we've all probably heard jokes about, I've talked to people and they said something where they said, oh, I'm probably going to have to, my kid will probably be in therapy because of that. You ever heard anything like that? I have this friend, and this is a true story. He was really, really thinking ahead. When their first child was born, he put him in a basket, and they put the basket on the doorstep, and he had a note there, like, and it said something like, you know, please take me in. And he took a picture, planning later to tease his kid and say, yeah, this is where you came from right here, see? That's you. I mean, who does that, really? And he would laugh about it. And later in years, you know, when he had a kid, I thought, please tell me you never did that. That is just wrong. He goes, no, I didn't. I told him I was going to, and he just, you know, he knows me now, and so he realizes, yeah, I'm just a dork and whatever. But for some of you, you've got to live past a shadow, and it was words. It was words that maybe you heard where it was, you are, and it didn't end up being a positive thing, or ideas that were planted in your mind, something like that. Maybe it was an example that was lived in front of you of addictive behavior or anger or frustration or bad choices or financial mismanagement or not going to church or belittling church or talking about people or a workaholic or bad conflict resolution skills. All those are things that you can live past. But what I really want you to leave with you today is the whole idea of leaving a good shadow. To realize that your shadow casts long on your children's lives. No matter how old your kids are now, they could be completely grown and you can still have an influence in their life that goes on and on and on and on. I read a quote this last week. I put it online because it just struck me so hard. It said, you are what you do, not what you say. And you may have heard that concept in different ways, like what you do speaks so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. We've probably heard that before. But to think about it like this, you are what you do. So for us dads, I want to encourage you on some things. For us, you can create a long shadow that lasts long after you even leave this earth. The first thing I want to leave you with is this. I want you to be. Just be. Simple. Just be. Who you are speaks louder than anything else. In fact, for some people, the words just get in the way. It's the being that affects everything. If you are committed to Christ, your kids will know that. They will see that, and they will follow that. I'm just going to share this for a minute, and this is not a knock on moms, but this is the truth. The fact is, if dad goes to church, if he actually goes to church, the percentages of children who will go to church as adults is huge. If just mom goes, it's not as much. Why is that? It's the long shadow. And the fact is, if you are committed to Christ, they will see that in everything you do. The fact is, if you are faithful to your wife, faithful to your commitments, they will see that. If you are loyal, if what you do operates in righteousness, they will see that. Some dads are natural teachers. Anybody have a dad like that? That he was just a natural teacher? I mean, he just walked around him and he's teaching stuff. I think that's an awesome thing. And if you are that way, that's fantastic. My dad wasn't particularly like that. He wasn't a natural teacher. In fact, he didn't give a lot of advice or talk like that. But you know what he did? He taught me to work hard. You know how he did it? He worked hard. And we worked hard next to him. I wanted to be with him when he was working hard. I mean, he was that guy that we would do everything ourselves. I mean, I don't know that it was because we couldn't afford necessarily to hire a gardener. We just did it all. And we put in new gardens and we redid our own lawn. And we did all that. When he worked on his own car, I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, he'd say, let's go, we're going to the library. You know, I thought we were going to go look for books, but that's not what we were doing. We were going there because back in the day, before the internet, some of you aren't familiar with this, but back in the day, what he would do is go to the auto section, and he would pull out a repair manual, and they were there, they were referenced, you couldn't take them, and then he would scribble little notes, and then we would go rent a tool from, because he was in the Navy, you could do that for the Navy, and then we'd work on the car for the next 6 hours. He didn't have to say anything. He did it. He showed up early. He didn't leave till the job was done. He gave it all. That's what he did. He didn't have to tell me to love my wife when I became an adult. He loved my mom. And I saw that. And it was clear. It was obvious the way he did it. He didn't have to tell me to care for her and to reach out to people who were less fortunate. He never said that. He just did it. I was there with him when he stopped and gave somebody money. I was there I remember the night in the home when there was a knock on the door and it was late at night. And I remember because I was peeking out because I heard it from my room. And I remember peeking out of the hallway and watching as my parents brought in a guy. He broke down on the road and he was down on his luck, didn't have any money. And they brought him in and they made him dinner and they gave him money and he left. He didn't have to tell me to do that. He showed me what that was like. Man, we are having technical problem after technical problem here. Let me grab a mic. He didn't have to show me any of that. He just did it. That's who he was. He didn't have to show me about loving the country. He did it. He lived it every day. That's what he did. And he served our country for 26 years in the Navy. You know what else I love that he passed on? I mean, he loved the outdoors. Every vacation or every holiday, Memorial Day, Labor Day, what we were doing was going hiking in the woods. That's what we did. He didn't have to show me how to serve at church. It just came natural because it's who he was. That's what he did. So as a board member or somebody who would show up to the cleaning days or show up whenever they needed help or helping somebody in the church move, that's what he did. He didn't have to tell me. In fact, to this day, I don't remember ever having a conversation where he said, son, this is how you pray. You know what he did? He prayed. He prayed with us. He prayed without us. And I've told you this before, but I remember distinctly a bunch of times where in the night I would hear something strange and get up out of my bed. And this would never happen in our house because we sleep with fans. Anybody else sleep with fans? Yeah, that would never happen today. But back in the day, I remember getting up and thinking, what is that word? I heard some weird noise. And I remember going out and it was dark. And I remember walking out in the darkness and there's my dad praying. by the side of the couch by himself. I don't even know what he was praying for, but I know it was passionate. And I just remember thinking, I want to be like that. Here's a third thing. Do good things. You as a dad, you want to leave a shadow? Do good things. Do things. When I say that, I mean a lot of things. The first thing I mean is for you to communicate value to your kids. And you communicate that value in so many ways. But that's one of the things that children need to know from their father in a way that means something that they'll carry for the rest of their life. You want to give your kid self-confidence? Then you communicate value to your kid. And you do that in ways, and again, this doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if your children are here or not, or grown or not. It means giving them time. It means listening to them, hearing them out. It means being interested in what they're interested in, whether it's something you're interested in or not. It means spending time with what matters to them. It means telling them that they're okay and they're going to make it. It means catching them doing good things, encouraging them for what they've done, telling them that you're proud of them, speaking those words. My dad grew up in a home which my grandfather's been long dead. He died in 72. But in fact, his chaps are in there. My grandfather grew up in a rough guy, rough life. I grew up as a working on a working ranch. He would ride Broncos when the fair would come to town just for money. I mean, he was a mean, rough guy. Would beat my dad every day. That's what he did. My dad said that, he said he never had a conversation with his father till his dad's deathbed. My dad had to fly home because he was in the Navy, and my grandfather was passing away, and he never heard him say he loved him, ever. Can you imagine? I can't imagine that, because my dad told me that all the time. For you, you need to communicate value. You need to say good things. And what you need to tell him is tell him you care about him. Tell him you're proud. Give him your opinion. Now, as dads, we do that a lot, but especially when they ask it. You know what's a good technique to do with that? You'd say, hey, you want to know what I think? And then they say, yeah, and then they're to listen. But tell them, because they care about what you think. They may not act like they care, but they do. Here, just a few more things. You need to bless your children as much as you can. And what I mean by that, I'm not talking about giving them things. I'm talking about verbally blessing them, calling out what's good about them. Man, when you did this, that was amazing. I saw when you stopped and helped that person. It's fantastic. That made me proud. Do that as often as you can. Encourage them. Tell them what's great about what they're doing. Challenge them. Correct them. Do all of those things. Let me just close with a couple more thoughts. The shadow you leave is completely within your power. It's up to you. And you can do it. I'm excited about today because to me, Father's Day is not only about honoring our dads, but it's also full of promise. It's something that if you feel like you haven't done all that stuff, you can start today. It doesn't matter, again, how old your kids are or where they are. What matters is that you can choose to do that and you can leave a shadow that will last with them for the rest of their lives. Dave, could you put some music on for us? I want to give you guys just an opportunity to think about these things and respond in a way that's most appropriate for you. If you would just shut your eyes for a minute with me. I know of some of your stories in the church here today. I know that some of you are actually estranged from your fathers, and I didn't know if you'd be here today, and I'm glad you are. And I know that's tough. My heart goes out to you. I know that some of you have great relationships with your dads, and bless you for that. What I want to do is kind of handle this in two ways. If maybe you're a father who feels like you want to leave a good shadow, and maybe you haven't up until this point, I just want to tell you as a word from God today, he knows that, and he wants to help you do that. So you can do that with his help. And if you're a dad who's maybe right in the middle of fatherhood with younger kids, I just want to encourage you that you can do all these things. Let me pray over us for a minute. Father God, I am so grateful. So grateful that you allow me to be a father. I'm grateful for my father. Father, I ask that you would help us now to leave an incredibly long shadow for those who are coming up after us. God, I'm grateful. I am grateful that you give us these opportunities to create new memories and new days going forward. God, I pray you would help us to do that. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I know some of you are probably looking at your watch and thinking, man, what am I going to do? It's so early. Here's what you're going to do. Let me just encourage you on a couple things. The kids program is still going on, and Pastor John said, well, I have a normal time. And I said, yeah, you can have normal time up there. But what we wanted to do is give you an opportunity just to mingle here in the church. If you want to take pictures in front of these mounts around the lobby, if you wanted to go into the gym and take a look at some of the collections and the motorcycles, then there's also something new we did this year is there's a football throw. It's kind of a competition thing where you throw it through a little hole in there. So if you want to take advantage of that. So we want to give you an opportunity to walk around and do that even without getting the younger kids with you at first so you can enjoy some of that. And let me just, before I go on with any of this, to do something like what we've done out here today is impossible to do with just, you know, the staff here at the church. We are so grateful for all of you who helped. Most of the mounts you see in the lobby actually belong to Mike Klein. That's our Secretary Pam's husband. And then Roger has his award-winning fish over here by these main bathrooms. And then Tom Gray has four of the deer mounts that are out there. Those are amazing. All of them are amazing. And then in the lobby, Cody Smith, Danny Holloway, Michael Sanchez have brought their motorcycles. And then Mike Paulson's Corvette, it's right out there. And then the guys who have the different gun displays, they'll be out there with theirs just to kind of let you see what they are. Most of them they probably don't want you to handle, but some of them you probably can. But let's do this. Why don't you all stand? I just want to bless you today. I want you to have a wonderful day. Whatever you end up doing for the rest of this day, God bless you. Make some friends as you head out the door. Bless you today.